The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Trump administration is planning to roll back some offshore oil drilling regulations. The rules were put in place after the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Emily Glazer is a reporter at The Wall Street Journal. She joins us now. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we all remember the Deepwater Horizon spill. 11 workers were killed. 200 million gallons of oil were spilled into the Gulf of Mexico. First of all, what were the regulations that were put in place after that disaster that the Trump administration now wants to change?
So Deepwater Horizon is the biggest oil spill in U.S. history. My colleagues reported around April 2014 that the Obama administration put in regulations that were designed to prevent some of the equipment failures that occurred on Deepwater Horizon. So that included things like imposing new standards on equipment designed to keep control of a well and required real-time monitoring on certain kinds of drilling undertaken in deep water or under high pressure.
And have these regulations done what they were intended to do?
You know, it depends who you ask. My colleague Ted Mann reported that after President Trump took office, industry groups flooded the agency that regulates offshore oil and gas drilling, the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, with suggested rollbacks to the so-called well control rule. And the proposed government rollbacks that we reported on earlier this week would actually give those industry groups much of what they've sought.
Yeah, the body in charge of regulation, the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, says the changes could save the industry more than $900 million in the next 10 years. Has the industry really been hurt by these regulations?
You know, in general, when industries become more heavily regulated, and I've seen this a lot, you know, covering businesses over types of years, they have to pay for the new processes and measures that are taking place. And that often costs a lot of money to get there. The industry groups in this case would argue that, yes, you know, those costs have hurt them, whereas environmentalists would argue that the additional regulations are necessary to prevent another crisis down the line.
Well, and of course, a spill like the one that we saw that everybody watched for like about a month on TV and on the internet, you could see that oil just coming out of the ground. That obviously had a big environmental toll as well. If there is another spill, if these regulations get cut, who foots the bill for that?
You're totally right, Jeremy. And, you know, if memory serves correct, Deepwater Horizon, that well leaked for 87 days
right.
And poured at least 3.19 million barrels of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico. So to put some numbers in context, BP said in mid-2016 that Deepwater Horizon cost it around $62 billion pre-tax. That's around $44 billion after tax. That includes anything from several settlements with federal and state authorities, shareholders, property owners, consumers. We're talking motels in Mississippi, shrimp fishermen,
right.
The EPA. And it really did foot a lot of the damage, whether it was medical costs, property damage, economic losses, and cleanup. So in that case, BP did pay a lot. It's hard to know what would happen if another spill occurs down the line, since so much of this is circumstantial, though.
And just a few seconds, but is there opposition to the change in the rules?
So this has run into some funny holiday timing where the Wall Street Journal article posted on Christmas Day. So we haven't seen too much opposition yet, and our reporting was about a proposal that isn't public. So I'd expect some down the line, though.
That's Emily Glazer of The Wall Street Journal. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.